President Trump imposed new sanctions on Iran today, saying this to reporters as he did it.
I think a lot of restraint has been shown by us, a lot of restraint. And that doesn't mean we're going to show it in the future. But I felt that we want to give this a chance, give it a good chance.
The U.S. has already been tightening the screws on the Iranian economy, but this move comes after the president called off airstrikes against the country at the last minute, the airstrikes in response to Iran downing a U.S. surveillance drone. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez joins us now with more on this. Franco, the president said these sanctions would affect the Iranian supreme leader, that's Ayatollah Khamenei, but what do we know about what they would actually do?
Well, what we know that they are going to the top by going at the supreme leader. What they will do is cut off him as well as some top officials, notably the three senior leaders who are part of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, who were part of some of the attacks and actions against the United States, as well as those oil shippers. And what they will do is they will cut those individuals off from financial institutions. They will not be able to access U.S. institutions. So if they have money, resources, investments in the United States, they will lose access to those.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's listen to the Treasury Secretary of the U.S., Steven Mnuchin, who elaborated on the sanctions very soon after President Trump signed them.
For people who say these are just symbolic, that's not the case at all. We've literally locked up tens and tens of billions of dollars. These sanctions will come along with additional entities where people are hiding money. So, no, these sanctions are highly effective.
So he says they're highly effective. But we remember, of course, that Iran has been dealing with U.S. sanctions for many years now, tough sanctions. What impact could these additional sanctions have?
It's true. They have they are already under crushing sanctions. Secretary of State Pompeo said over the weekend that 80% of the Iranian economy is sanctioned, and that includes sanctions on energy, shipping, and financial sectors. As mentioned, it's had a dramatic impact on the economy, hence why a lot of people believe that the Iranians are lashing out. What these new things can do, you know, some do feel that these sanctions are largely symbolic. But, I mean, I think we shall see, because we do not know what type of resources these individuals have in the United States. That said, the United States also wants to allow for some of the measures that it's been taken in recent months, including kind of clamping down on oil sales from Iran, to kind of let those take effect.
And I guess part of the idea of this is to try to get Iran back to the negotiating table with the U.S., which pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal last year. Do we have any evidence that there are talks going on right now, even if they're through a third party?
It's not entirely clear. The Iranians said this weekend that they had reached out to the Swiss, ambassador. That is kind of a traditional means to get to talk with the United States. That said, Vice President Mike Pence was asked that exact question over the weekend on CNN, and he said he was unaware of Iran reaching out.
I want to ask you about something else that has been in the news the last few days in Washington, and that is immigration. The president had been threatening mass deportations over the weekend. Then he pulled back at the last moment, saying that he's giving Congress 2 weeks to change immigration laws before he okays the mass deportations. Here he is on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday.
If the Democrats would change the asylum laws and the loopholes, which they refuse to do because they think it's good politics, everything would be solved immediately. But they refuse to do it.
So he wants the Democrats to change immigration policy, the policy that's been deadlocked for many years, no matter who's in the White House and who's in Congress. Are there any signs that could change now?
I mean, it's like you said, it's been many years, decades that this has been one of the most difficult issues in Washington, certainly one of the most emotional issues that both sides have struggled to deal with. It's really hard to believe how in two weeks that each side, who have such opposite views, are going to be able to come together and find some type of compromise, especially at a time when we are at the start, at the beginning of a very dramatic campaign for president.
Well, and what about those mass deportations? It would have been the Immigration and Customs and Enforcement Office that would have been doing those over the weekend. Will those happen in 2 weeks, or who are they going to go after if they do?
I mean, I think that is certainly to be – we will find out. The President Trump said for weeks that he was going to do this, and obviously he backed off of it. What he says, what he wants is for ICE to go after families, particularly he wants those families who have arrived recently and skipped or missed court dates. They want ICE to go after these. They feel – a senior administration official told me late last week that there were about 1 million people in the country illegally who had been to – who had orders to leave and had not left.
That is NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Thank you.
Thank you.